Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking like Bros. We're live.
Live.
On the internet. Live.
I have something to say right now.
Oh,
I have something to say to you.
Sure.
Yeah, I know why Robin Williams committed suicide.
Why is that?
Because Christian Slater has never been appreciative as like a lead actor.
Like appreciated? You mean
yeah,
like appreciated.
Yeah, like yeah. I think he knew like Christian Slater wasn't like fingering fucking Harvey Weinstein.
Sure.
But you know who was?
Who?
Brad Pitt. Look what he does. Look at his career
well,
now.
Brad Pitt,
look at Christian Slater's career.
Brad Pitt actually choked Harvey Weinstein out.
Yeah, him. None of this is true.
Yeah.
Like not one word you said. Not
but
one word
you
said.
But Christian Slater is underappreciative. You don't.
I appreciate him, but it has nothing to do with Harvey Weinstein.
You don't think?
No.
No, there's a conspiracy about it.
He gleamed
the
cue.
And I think you are right. I wasn't meaning Brad Pitt. I meant Leo.
Leo has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it could have been Leo. Like, no. Look at them. They both had stellar careers. And Christian Slater did not.
Yeah. Yeah,
like his biggest movie was Cuffs. It was the only movie he was a co.
But he was in Pump Up the Volume.
Cuffs big, is a great movie, Pump though. Up the Volume. Yeah. Gleaming the Cube.
Gleaming the Cube. Yeah.
Mr. Robot is huge, dude. Like, are we forgetting
he was
like,
a
how big that show?
He was a supporting actor in Robin Hood.
So what?
I'm just saying he's underappreciative. He should have been Top Gun.
Slater. Christian Slater's a big boy, dude.
It's oh,
a
he's
big
not.
Boy
no,
actor.
He's not.
It's a big boy actor.
I mean, but he should be in more films. Today,
I agree. I'm a Christian Slater fan. Yeah. Heathers, do I need to say Heathers? Pump Up the Volume is one of my faves. He had a fine career.
I think I would be disappointed.
Let's introduce the cast of characters today.
Where's this live at?
This is live on YouTube right now. Dakota Meyer, we made you uncomfortable on the last episode.
We thought we'd make
you even more uncomfortable today. Jack Mandeville is here. By the way, Jack is still. Out there, he's waiting for the COVID to hit him. Therefore, he's in a mask. He's so afraid that he took off his shirt.
I don't even like talking right now, to be honest with you.
You look like a shop teacher that's an alcoholic from high school. That's what you look like to me right
Ooh,
now.
Do me next.
Thank you.
You look like that yeah. Kid that ate the chocolate cake in the movie Matilda.
No.
Oh,
no. I'm not the kid that ate the cake. Stop pouring it at me like I'm not the kid that ate the cake.
I actually think it's the best Jared's ever looked.
Yeah.
Is that
oh,
weird?
Yeah.
I like the hair. Have you been taking shit for the hair? I like the hair.
Yeah. No one's giving me real shit. I mean, I feel kind of bummy, but.
No, you look good.
Girls, I think it's his best look.
Me,
for
look
sure.
Good.
You look good.
This
Thank
is
you.
Your best look so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, because like, it looks like you meant to do this.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Instead of like normally you look like you just woke up at every point of the day. He looks like he just woke up and he's been on like a. You know, a 30-day bender.
Yeah. I mean, I've been
and like
on
now.
A
you're like
year.
At the point to where you look like you tried to do this. You're using products, so like you're looking good.
It's Thank nice. You. Where are you laying that dick these days?
Nowhere right now.
Nowhere.
It's, yeah, it's
you're kidding.
It's quiet.
Before we came on
that's
air,
a lie.
That's typically
that's
who we,
a lie.
What we talk about is where you're laying these dick these days.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen those? Have you seen those little jacuzzis for your nuts?
Yes.
Like there's a jacuzzi now for your dick and balls. That's a
really?
Real thing. Yeah.
Big fan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would you use
Big
it
fan.
For?
I pour Killcliff in there and White Claw on the other side and then drop my dick and balls in there right before I go to sleep every night to make sure.
Half and half CBD, half and half alcohol.
Yeah.
Can I throw out a name for you who's been a guest on the show?
What?
I want to throw out a name who I want you to start dating who's been a guest on the show.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who I don't know her fucking last name. That's terrible. I'm going to her Instagram handle.
What is it?
I am terrible. Tara.
No. She's,
What's her
she's,
last name?
Oh, it's, she's got a boyfriend. Let me look it up.
She has a boyfriend still?
Gonzalez. Yes.
I thought they broke up.
No, it's not Gonzalez.
No, there was a complication, but they're
it'll,
back.
It'll
they're
never
back.
Last.
That'll never last.
Oh, come on.
It'll
give
never
them,
last.
Give
never
them
last.
Some respect. We got to give them room.
That'll never last.
It'll never last.
When she was on the show, she got absolutely hammered
awesome.
Went into a graphic description of how a woman should really suck a cock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And it was a
she
it was
I didn't
drunk
listen to
as
that
shit.
Episode. It was right before. It was that
it was
night
in Vegas.
When she was rocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We it, was a, it was a night. Game changer for a lot of women in the audience when she said, look, you've got to go way deep in the back of the throat because there's a difference.
Is this real?
Dead serious. She said there's a different saliva that exists in the back of the throat
And we had more messages from women saying, yeah. And whoever doesn't know that.
That's how you know a woman knows how to suck dick properly.
Correct.
If the first thing she does after tooling around with it a little bit, which, by the way, is pointless, ladies. You can stop that shit. If the first thing she does is choke herself with it to get that really sloppery saliva.
Yes.
That's how you know she's good at sucking dick, by the way. And if she doesn't do that within the first like minute or so, you can go ahead and kick her out.
So no lie, after the show was over, I turned to Dan and I was like, I don't understand why her and Jared aren't dating. Like, this doesn't make any fucking sense to me. It's a match made in heaven.
It just doesn't line up.
I think it will someday.
I think it will. I think at some point it's
she's your Pam.
Yeah.
By the way, Jim and Pam from The Office are the two worst human beings in the history of sitcoms. They are fucking garbage people. I don't understand.
The characters or the
characters.
Okay.
Obviously. Yeah. They're like two fucking shitty small town fuck faces that just have no personality whatsoever other than fucking trolling.
Being quirky.
Like they're trying to troll.
Or like side-eyeing each other.
They want to troll everybody else and make fun of them while you're fucking shitbags. You guys are talentless fucking hacks, both of you. Not the actors, the characters.
Pam had she had a boyfriend.
I don't even know who Pam
is.
From The Office. Pam and Jim from The Office.
Oh, Pam.
Yeah, she had a fiance.
Yeah, she did.
And then that wasn't good enough because he was a box cutter.
Yeah.
He was in the warehouse, and it was just like, all right, sweet, man. Let's go for the other guy who's got a fucking decent sales job.
How do we go from talking about the saliva in the back of your throat on sucking dick to The Office?
Well, I'm really high.
You know, it's just smooth.
My nickname in high school was Segway.
Transition. You know, it's fine.
Here's the deal. You want a girl who can do both. You want a Pam who can also suck dick, I think
is where we go with that. Your dick sucked?
What's that?
You guys like
getting
your dick
sucked? Come on, man. After last episode.
Really?
There was I will say this.
One guy doesn't like beers. The other guy doesn't like blowjobs.
Yeah. There was a girl who wrote in and was just like, y'all need to take it easy on Dakota Meyer. I simp for him.
See?
And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Like, honestly, I would don't even give me a blowjob. Like, I'm out.
You like to do lady on her back as far as positions, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, why don't you tell him that picture on my Instagram I posted that nobody guessed what your face was from.
Oh, yeah. So you took a picture of me after the last episode and you were like, hey, man, what is Ross fucking thinking right here? I've never heard a grown-up say
it. Oh, you told him to shut the fuck up and get out.
And I said, get out of the fucking studio. I don't want to see your face again for at least another week. Tell the audience what it said, because it sounds better coming out of your mouth.
Oh, the way that you said it was beautiful, too.
Yes.
I just said that, like, I feel like doing it doggy style is just so disrespectful to women.
And what, I couldn't tell if you meant it or not. I couldn't tell. And I go, grab your things, grab your fucking medal, and get out of the office. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
You'll never know. Can't. You'll never know.
All right, so the audience wanted to know, are you still dating the girl after the fourth date?
Yeah. Actually, we signed up for a puzzle subscription club now.
Whoa.
Things are kind of getting serious.
What the fuck does that even mean? You're in a subscription with a woman.
Yeah.
By the way, apparently she... She watched this last show that he was on with us.
Oh, yeah. No.
She watched the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did she say about that?
Well, first off, I don't know how she found it. I didn't tell her.
Because you didn't give any details either.
Yeah, you guys sent me over the cover to share it, and I did not share shit. You know what I mean? I didn't share anything. But yeah, she must have found it, and like all she did was like, I had forgot it came out on Monday or Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah.
And she just wrote me, it's 20 minutes in the conversation. I was like, into what? She's like, on Drinking Bros. And I'm like, how do you even know what Drinking Bros is?
Like, damn it! No, you know how many times that happens to me?
All the time.
Saw the show today. What show?
Yeah.
Who were you talking about? Oh, fuck.
Was she a bigger fan of yours after that or not?
I don't know.
No, she called him. She's on the bandwagon with us now. She's been calling him a fucking kink shamer.
She thought it was funny, though. She thought it was funny. Yeah.
How'd you meet her?
On Hinge.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. It's not like
Jack and I can have a girl on the show because Jack and I had a joint Hinge account. Did you see this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so Jack and I, there's a girl in Austin and her friend that have, volunteered to, because we said we're going camping for the first date.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna
two guys that look like the two of you assholes,
and they're gonna go camping.
Yeah, and they're
on
and a they're camping pretty. Date. They for the are first
pretty. No, no, there's no way. No. Yeah. No,
you guys look like fucking rapists.
Yeah,
no,
personality can really go a long way.
Oh, she's hot too. Yeah. Will we show you her Instagram?
Yeah,
but
Jay,
yeah,
no, you guys both look like serial rapists.
Not a chance.
Is it a double date? Is that what that is?
It's a double date. It's a camping date.
Hold on, is it two girls or one girl?
No, it's two girls.
Two girls. Yeah,
it's two girls.
Two girls.
They're very pretty.
There's no chance.
Holy shit!
Yeah, see what I mean?
Let me see.
Our double Hinge account of us looking like garbage pails.
Yeah,
in
it
a
really
hot
paid
tub.
Off.
Let me see.
Fucking got
wait,
that.
I'm going to read her quote on this picture because it's just a like your standard hot girl picture,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hot girl summer?
Yeah, hot girl summer. The caption says, "You can call me Casper because I will ghost you. Hashtag ghost. Hashtag gone before you wake up." I'm dead serious.
So ghosting someone and being gone before they wake up are two very different things, by the way.
Hey,
ghosting
well,
someone
what about
is
us?
You just stop
we don't
answering
get to
the
see.
Text.
What? Oh, you want me to pass it down?
Yeah, yeah, we'll pass it down. We're gonna go camping.
We're gonna go camping on Jared's.
We're building
property.
A campsite on my property.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, but a nice one, like with tiki torches.
Yeah.
And then Jack and I both Jesus have bunk Christ. Beds.
And my dad can watch me smoke cigarettes all night.
Yeah. Are you
going
to wear
tiki
that mask?
Torches? Real
yeah,
Charlottesville.
That's
going to
be cool. Yeah.
Dakota is slowly realizing this is his friend.
Is it really? Do you
it's
know
the
that girl?
He's been talking to.
It's the girl you've been on the fourth date with?
It's my ex.
No.
She's attractive.
So do you think we need to do this? Jack and I need to do the
Yeah, not only do I think you need to do this, but explain Hinge to the audience, yeah. Because I've never heard of an app where you can go on a double date before.
Well, we forced our account.
Yeah, they deleted our account. Yeah. We broke this.
But here was what we did is on Hinge, this is what we figured out one day. You are allowed 6 slots for media. And of those 6 slots, it could either be video or photo.
So you could.
So okay. We made, but the video constraints were 30 seconds per video. So we made a 3-minute documentary about us and then loaded them in the slot. So it continually played.
Yeah.
We got so many Instagram messages.
We had a
messages.
Direct call out.
Like, people.
We cut it to music. There was flashbacks to us like on the set of Range 15 and whatnot.
Did
no
you watch
shit.
This?
Yeah.
You didn't see the video?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Oh, I did.
We got to show him.
So you can upload videos to Hinge.
Yeah.
That's way better than just a picture.
Yeah, because then we get to be ourselves.
Not only do you get to be yourselves, but you get to actually see the people
it's
and what they really look like.
It's a documentary, though. Like, we made a documentary about the two of us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Footage from over the years.
Yeah, we'll show it to you.
How many women applied to you guys?
Oh,
you got quite a few.
There was quite a few. A lot of it was just they were curious. Like, are you guys for real? Like, yes. Some girls just said, like, oh, this is too much for me, but I think this is fun.
I got photos on Instagram of people at their community pools with like 40 people watching our Hinge account. They're like, all my friends are watching your Hinge account right now. Like, I got people I knew that were like, holy shit, is this, you're on fucking Hinge. I'm like, yeah.
So thinking, just hearing this out loud, obviously I've been married long enough that I haven't had to use dating apps. A video, you can't really alter that much. Whereas like a
there's
fucking,
no filter.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. You can't make yourself thinner or...
Yeah, we're in the hot tub. And I mean, we're not being like fake. I'm like, I've got a lot of baby mamas.
Yeah.
Jack,
yeah.
You know, has
I live
a
in a one-bedroom loft. Yeah. With a dog.
You have a bad credit score?
No.
No, I have a good credit score.
We were just making things up. Yeah. Like that we were shit.
I'm actually surprisingly, you'd be surprised what my credit score is. Yeah.
Hey, is there a Carfax but for people that you could date?
We tried that.
Man. Show me the people facts?
Yeah.
That'd be the best.
Fuck
like,
facts.
Like, could you imagine if you could rate people like Uber, like, hey, like on how much they look like their picture? Like, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, if you could rate them like Uber?
It'd be the best
like,
app
reviews?
Of all time,
oh,
yeah.
Absolutely, because like, man.
I know they've tried it. They've tried an ex-girlfriend's site.
Yeah,
where
they have, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think your rating would be?
Yeah, I bet you border on libel at some certain points, though. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, what's your...
I kind of have that going, though. Because anytime anybody mentions me inside Drinking Bros Singles... There's a chain of reviews that go up.
Okay.
Like testimonials though.
Yeah,
like,
people.
Some
up.
Guy
like,
was talking.
Mermaid
about...
will come in and be like, "Oh, I've spent a lot of time there. It's fun." Get
no
it, sis.
Way.
Some guy was like, "Jared hit on my ex-wife."
Yeah, yesterday.
What do you think, Dakota? What do you think your rating is?
Well, what would be the categories?
Well, obviously, you're going to go on looks. You're going to go on wealth. You're going to go on job.
Showing up to a single. To a date at a restaurant with your helicopter like a fucking asshole.
Yeah. No, that's a great one. No, yeah. That's actually a power move.
So, I mean, you know, like, my looks would probably be, I think I'm a solid four.
Oh, stop.
But then, like, I think I got a good personality, though.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what do you think your overall score is, though?
Probably, like, 3.5.
Out of how many?
Five.
Oh,
okay.
I thought we were going 10.
Yeah, I thought we were going 10.
So you're saying 4 out of 5? So you're calling yourself an 8. Why didn't you just say 8?
A 3.5.
Yeah, but you said 4 for looks, asshole.
Yeah, 4 for looks out of a 10. Out of 10.
No, see, why did you adjust from a 10-base to a 5-base scale? You're fucking with the numbers. Fake news, bitch.
I feel like I'm watching Who's on First right now.
I think you'd be we're going to go 10 scale here. I think you'd be an 8.5.
No, 8.5? I think you have to measure this differently.
Do we count body or face?
You have to measure it over time.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Month one, what is your score year one?
Well, here's the thing. So I'm basing it on your life and over time, right? Yeah. We're docking points for ex-wife, two kids.
And that, well, no, my can't dock points for the kids.
Because at our age, everybody's got
it depends on who you're dating. Because some girls don't want to, and dudes, don't want to walk into a relationship with children.
Yeah, I won't date a woman that doesn't have at least one kid.
I had a girl.
Because I want a kid, and I want to see that she's a good
mom.
She's
a good mother,
before
right?
I can fucking, yeah. I will not date a woman with no child.
When the fuck do you want a kid?
I think.
To make it weird, dude.
I think.
I want to make a fuck.
Dan likes doing those big cums.
I do, yeah. So Jack was saying before the show that he likes doing big cums and pussies. That's his thing.
It's cut. I'm 30. I'm going through a biological clock moment in my life.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a kid too?
Yeah, I'm 36 and I'm childless. Like it's like physiological. Like my brain's like, you have to make babies.
So I told a best friend of mine, no lie, like 2 days ago. I go, hey man, because he just had his birthday, and I go, it's time for you to stop pulling out, because he said he's always wanted to have kids too.
Yeah.
So is that what you're doing now? Is just not.
Well,
pulling
I'm
out?
Not being let reckless me... about it, but I am more. I'm getting to that point where I'm like, I'll just be with anyone who wants to have a baby with me.
Yeah. Let me just recommend you not do that. Let me just, hey man, just
hashtag teen mom, bitch.
Just. I mean, I'm not trying to like.
Giorgio, can you go ahead and put teen mom in the fucking description for this? Thank you.
I'm not trying to be like Dr. Phil here or anything, but that's not a good strategy.
I know. I'm good on the kids and I'm good on the wives.
Yeah, because
I've had enough kids and enough wives.
But you know three what? Of you have already gotten it out of your system. It's out of the way.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that like
you should go random.
I'm not going random. Yeah.
Like I'm going to be smart about it.
Well, are you done?
I'm in love with her for at least a month, I will. I'll knock her up.
You know, I don't.
For a month.
I don't know. I mean, I'm fixed.
Oh, you're fixed. Yeah. You're all right. Yeah, we try to get you a VSEC on the show.
Hey, I'll tell you what, let's do it.
Well,
I'm an EMT, and like, let's try it.
We'll get a soldering iron, fucking screwdriver, a pair of nail clippers, we'll be fine.
No, you need that chemical that makes your urethra stretchy too, though.
Yeah. No, it's an experimental drug. The FDA still hasn't approved it.
I'm an EMT, and like, it's not in my scope of care, but fuck it, let's try it.
I'm down. What do you need pill-wise?
I don't know. We got to ask a real
doctor. We'll just go buy him a bunch of Plan Bs.
You're a real
doctor. You want me to call one right now?
No, we don't need to call one right now.
We could get a real doctor in here.
Yeah, I could get a real doctor on here right now.
Jack and I put a bunch of Plan Bs in a blender. we made a drink.
What is that going to do?
What? I just refrigerate it. Just say, take a sip of that real quick.
For the women, just in case.
You know what I've always wanted to do as a joke is like go into a CVS with a clearly 9-month pregnant woman and just grab a bunch of Plan Bs and go up to the doctor and be like, so how many of these is this going to take care of the problem there?
That baby's full term. That's a full termer right there. Man, I've dated some who have not gone the full term, you know? You ever dated a girl who hasn't gone the full term and she's fucking crazy?
The full term?
Yeah.
Are you saying you got a girl pregnant, she had an abortion?
No.
So what are you talking
about? Have you ever dated somebody you can tell that they weren't a full term baby? Where you were just like, they grew up.
Oh, yeah.
They like grew up as a human.
Their eyes are too close together. I call them AC, almost Cyclops. That's what I call them.
Yeah. Almost Cyclops.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Massachusetts, so I know what you're talking about.
But then there's fetal
Jack,
alcohol syndrome
term?
Where the eyes are on the side
are
of their head.
Yeah, I was a healthy baby boy. Okay.
Jack's from Minnesota. They don't. They all.
And he hates people from Mass.
Yeah.
He fucking hates Massachusetts.
I do. I really do. Well, I don't hate. I don't like Massachusetts. No. or the people
you
there.
You said the people from Massachusetts.
They're garbage, man.
Gutters.
Yeah. It's just fucking, just all they do is play Keno and hang out at the bar.
I love a good game of Keno and a white Russian.
Yeah.
I do. I love it both. No, but the full-termer girl, her eyes were too far apart. And then finally I asked.
Oh, too far apart is fetal alcohol syndrome, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So I asked. I said, hey, did you go full term?
They look like a hammerhead.
She was pissed.
Is that what you had? How did you just out of nowhere?
Yes.
Did you go full term?
I was like, we had enough drinks.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you full term?
I got one for you.
She goes, no, so, 7 months. I was a premium. I was like, I fucking knew it, dude.
Fucking knew it. And then
yeah, your eyes are too spaced
out. And then
when
she goes, how did you know?
I said, your eyes are a little off. And she said,
I'm sure that lasted real long after.
She
that.
Said to me to go fuck myself, yeah, and sure. She left the Red Lobster and never returned.
Well, at least it wasn't at Golden Corral.
Yeah, at least the Red Lobster was classy back in the day.
Hell of a buffet there.
They had actual lobsters in the tank back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They did.
Oh, they did.
Right. I went on a first date, this is like a few months ago, and I didn't really have a lot of communication with this girl prior. It was just like she had saw our Hinge account and just went to Instagram direct because our Instagrams were on there and was like, hey, I wasn't going to message on Hinge because there's both of you, but you want to go out. And I was like, I got time. Yeah, tomorrow. And so like didn't talk to her at all. We sit down and like we have waters in front of us and she's like, so where are you from? I'm like, oh, Washington State and California, everything like that. And like she looks at me for my question now. I'm like, you ever been involved in an affair? And she spits her drink out everywhere.
That's a great one.
I mean, I just was like, fuck it. I want to see what kind of person you are.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you say yes, now I can trust you.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's a bold question right off the bat. I'm like, well, why are we fucking dick dancing around here? Let's fucking go, girl. And she was like, actually, yeah, for 10 years. And
no
then goes
shit.
Into graphic detail. And I was like,
really?
I was like, so tell me how you hit it. Like, and she was like telling me their codes and everything. She was the side chick for 10 years.
Wow.
And like, she was telling me all the ways that they were able to keep it a secret.
Wow. Fuck. I
thought that was hilarious.
I didn't, dude. I ran into something kind of similar. I'm not going to say who it is because they're here, but
they're sitting.
No, 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 no. They're not in this room. I mean, they're in this city. And we're going to
say,
work
for the
with
record,
them again.
It's not me. So let's just get that out.
We're going to work with them again. But whoever this person was, whenever you get invited to margaritas at 1 on a Tuesday,
oh,
right?
Yeah, that's I'm living my best life.
Correct.
Right,
and I'm like,
that's
man,
what I call that.
Yes.
By the way.
And I go, well, you, there's no way you have anywhere to go right now. You know? And she was like, you're right. I don't. Divorced, two kids, ex-husband has the two kids right now, and it's just me, and I can just kind of do this on Tuesdays.
Why don't I have this number?
I will actually pass it along. I try to pass it along to Dan. No lie. And Dan was like, I'm good, dude. I'm good.
I would, even if I didn't have shit going on in my actual real life, I would never take a referral from any of you assholes.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? You've taken like 15 referrals from me.
Damn.
You're a liar.
Damn.
Like, fat mouth.
That's
fake news.
True. That's true.
Fake news right here.
Dan, really?
We have known each other for a long time.
Dan, true. Really? You wouldn't take you
Dan
wouldn't
and
take?
I are Eskimo conjoined twins.
No, I don't, trust, yeah. I don't yeah. trust you because you would...
What's the number?
You would
over 10.
Over
you
10?
Two over 10?
Over 10.
That's not true.
Over 10.
I don't know. I'd have to think about
yeah.
it. We've known each other for 15 years.
Hold on. You guys
that's a long
had,
time.
Hold on. Yeah. You guys have had sex with 10 people?
Oh,
come on, dude. Come
I'm,
on.
I'm like, I'm cresting 500 easily.
Easily.
If I mean, me and my fucking second wife counted in
just
2012
women? Just women?
Over 100.
Only women?
What?
Like all of them women? Like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Mostly. He's going to go dude someday. Yeah. Like that's a thing. That's a thing. But I asked homegirl, I was like, what, do you mind me asking what the reason was for the divorce? And she was like, well, which one? And I was like, oh fuck,
yeah.
Here we go. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
She was on 3 at that point. Oh. And the last one that she had the kids with, she said, look, I found out that he was cheating on me with a 23-year-old girl from like UT. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, can't really blame that, obviously, right? And I was like, what'd you do? She goes, I hired somebody, a PI, took photos.
Shit, no, I don't want this number.
Took like, PI. Well, no, wait. Here's,
here, hiring no goddamn PI on here, me.
Here's the thing. So she goes, she confronted him. He denied it. That's why she wanted the PI. And so she goes, look, here's the photos. And he's like, well, what do you want to do? And she goes, I tell you what, I don't care. for the next 6 months, why don't you just get it all out of your system and then come back and just be a good dad and whatever the fuck happens after that happens. So I thought that was a pretty good gig. And I was like, what was the verdict on this? She goes, you served me with divorce papers. And I was like, shit. Now, if a woman offered you a six-month pass.
I think everybody should do that every 5 years.
What?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's out of your nature.
Then why get married?
Because there is, you do want memories and fucking a household with somebody. But
and someone you can put cums in.
Stop it, Jack. You're making me sick. I'm about to throw up over here.
But why commit if you're just going to do that?
I agree. So I like it's one of those things where it's like, all right, cool. But
the way I look at it is like if somebody will cheat on their wife, like how would they fuck you over?
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause. Because
well, you're not normal, Jared.
I'm not talking about myself, but I'm saying what would the divorce rate look like if more people took a break?
That's here
10
here.
And 5 years.
What do you think? What do you think, Dan? Give me the statistics.
I get
over
what
here on
you're,
this.
I get what you're saying there, but how many people would get STDs if no one ever had sex? You know what I mean? Like you're applying a rule that would not exist if like the divorce rate. That's not a point.
Yeah.
You're not making a point.
It'd never work.
However,
you don't know. It could work.
It takes years to build
trust.
Yeah,
ask Aubrey Marcus about him telling people how they should have open relationships.
You know, so I'm glad you brought that up. So Aubrey's been on the show, obviously.
Yeah.
What is his life like in real life? Is that real? Because you always hear that shit, and you're like,
he came out and said, like, he's doing it.
But are they happy?
Developing a book.
Oh, they broke up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Somebody told Somebody God told me to look at, bring up pictures of cum for Jared.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You know there's an actual cookbook called Cooking with Cum?
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Jamming,
look at that.
He's jamming a fucking thing down his dick.
Oh,
right
that
there.
Is a Q-tip that yeah. appears to be. Oh,
no, it's better than the it's last metal. Show, Ross sit next to me.
I put John Mayer's penis on the computer for an hour and a half, 90 minutes straight.
Here's a nice young Asian woman jacking a dude off onto a plate.
Oh, God damn.
She's going to eat that later. She's going to eat that later.
Man.
Speaking of jacking off on a plate, we're here for a very, very important reason. Donald John Trump, our president, has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, Jared. Should he win? And what is it for, Dan? What is the Nobel Peace Prize for? Tell the audience.
The nomination is for his negotiating the peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. I think it's the first time a meaningful peace agreement between Israel and an Arab country has been signed in, 50 years, Jack? Does that sound
yeah,
right?
It's since Arafat was around. UAE, they're not really known for being swept up in any craziness, though.
Not necessarily, but they did. They were a pass-through, so we put money into the UAE and let them give it to Hamas for years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
United States government did it. After the 2006 election there in Palestine where Hamas won the Palestinian election, so they controlled the government, but they were retarded, obviously, because it's Hamas, and they couldn't figure out how to govern anything. And also, Israel is kind of a bunch of bitches because they were like, they had them fucking blockaded by sea and also a big-ass wall right there. So they were kind of trapped in there. So we passed money through the UAE down there. There had to be some kind of established relationship between UAE and Hamas for that to have happened.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty much hands-off in any type of extremism or anything like that.
I don't think there's any direct correlation between them and extremism, but it is an important step because UAE is one of the richest countries on Earth, actually, not just in the Arab world. So. It's a big deal for any Arab country to do that.
That's funny. They said Trump hasn't had enough wars or drone strikes for a peace prize.
Look at the only two other American presidents that have won a Nobel Peace
look
Prize.
Look on
the Drone King and Teddy Roosevelt, who loved killing Spaniards.
So what did Obama get the Nobel Peace Prize
for? Hold on, let me look up what
the
citation
says. DC Cherry just gave
me
$10 for a cream pie.
Roosevelt got it for brokering peace between Japan and Russia.
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah.
Okay. What did Obama get it for?
Hold on. I'm looking for the citation. Blah, blah, blah.
Obama has, as
president, he wasn't even inaugurated when they gave it to him, by the way.
So it was pre-president.
Yeah. So it says Obama has, as president, created a new climate in international politics. Multilateral diplomacy has regained a central position with emphasis on the role that United Nations and other international institutions can play. Now, that is absolute dog shit because against the wishes of the international community, he used drone strikes more than any president in U.S. history. He also
killed an American citizen with a
bomb. Yeah, he killed an American citizen on foreign soil.
Al-Awlaki, a guy from Phoenix. And then the third big point there is that he's a bitch.
Well,
I'm kidding. The third big point is that he deported more people than every president before him combined. Obama did.
And comparatively, his stuff is kind of tame compared to what other presidents have done, but you don't give him a Nobel Peace Prize when he's involved with that kind of stuff.
Are you defending Obama?
Well, I'm saying, like, he wasn't, like, abnormally, like, violent or anything like that, but...
Obama,
can you take your mask off so we can hear you?
Jack, you're really showing how much you love the Obama. You're an O-man. I didn't know that.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not scared. I was never, like, scared of the Obama presidency. It never really... I think history will show him as a middle president.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so.
He wasn't a bad president, but he wasn't like great.
He wasn't terrible. He just had a bunch of shitty people around him.
Disagree wholeheartedly on that. I think he is a giant piece of shit. Because he sat at the intersection of politics and culture in a way that no president before has, until fucking Trump, I guess, in a way he does as well.
And he had that power.
But he had the power to do a lot of shit. He had a super majority in Congress, and he passed the Affordable Care Act, which is a handout to fucking private insurance companies with no regulation on Big Pharma. 83% of all bankruptcies filed by private citizens in this country are from unpaid medical expenses. And all that motherfucker did was say, you know what? Let's make it a little bit worse. Fuck you. So Obama, in my opinion,
Dan, you need to come right now, dude.
I need to.
Comes for Dan.
It's been a while.
And then he preached this fucking peace towards whatever the fuck, sucking dick internationally all over the place. And at the same time, he was fucking drone striking.
He was lackadaisical in a lot of ways.
He is
for sure.
A piece I would, of shit his, president.
I don't know if you call it apathy, but he was definitely lackadaisical. I wouldn't call him a piece of shit for that, but he, like Jimmy Carter, like he just didn't, fucking.
Let's go to the point at hand. I hope Trump wins the fucking prize because I just want to listen to people bitch.
Absolutely.
Who votes on it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what are people on Twitter saying?
They're fucking losing their minds. It is easy to get nominated, right? So, like, someone could have done that as a joke.
Yeah, I texted you guys the second I saw
it. It was the president of Norway, who I guess is also far right. Considered in
yeah, they're going
in their
through
country.
A cultural shift over there in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so you know, for that guy, like he doesn't give a shit. But to be honest, Dan, does he deserve it?
Does I mean, look, I don't know who the other nominees are. I'd have to look because it's not just about whether or not. Clearly, I think he deserves one because no president in U.S. history has done what he just did. That's a big deal. Whether you like him or not, that's not the point. This is an award for a very particular criteria.
I assumed it would be for the North Korea thing.
That would be a good one, too. Yeah.
He's getting some shit done.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I don't know who the other nominees are. I mean, who else?
There could be great people out there doing great stuff. Yeah.
I mean, it's
Scott Disick.
That don't have Twitter.
Scott Disick from Kardashians.
They're canceled.
Fucking guys, man. I feel sick now, like just generally sick, because you're talking about cum and showing me cum. Look, well, now I don't feel good.
You'll be fine. Drink a White Claw.
So here's an interesting stat. I don't know what paper this is, the Washington Examiner, but they are verified. They are on Twitter. And it says, Trump has broken a 39-year-old streak of American presidents either starting a war or bringing the United States into an international armed conflict. I did not know that, actually.
That's another accolade. North Korea... This deal,
yeah.
And then now he hasn't started a war.
Yeah, strange. Because look, he nuked Soleimani, and then they didn't really do anything. So yeah, that's not technically a war or anything.
No war.
Yeah.
So there for the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize nominations, there are 318 candidates. 211 are individuals, and 107 are organizations.
Yeah. How many get picked?
It's a fair amount, like 30, I want to say.
So 318 is the fourth highest number of candidates ever. So basically the nominations, so you get nominated, there's a criteria, and then so the committee receives the nominations. February 1st is a deadline for the submissions. March 3rd is a shortlist is prepared. June 4th, the advisor review, and then after a majority vote, the Nobel Peace Prize is announced, and then there's a ceremony in December. So it would be next October, I guess, right?
Yeah, and he'll still be in office.
He will still be in office.
Ben Shapiro wrote, Trump deserves the Nobel far more than Obama, who won one for the great accomplishment of just being a breathing human, which is true because he wasn't in office yet. He hadn't done anything other than
he was
the first black president.
It looks like there's only one nominee or one winner per year.
Oh, but you can nominate anyone?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you have to meet certain criteria to be able to nominate somebody. You have to be a member of the federal government. Like, you have to be an elected official or something like that, or you have to be a former, you have to be a Nobel laureate. There's like a whole list. Like, not any jackass could just,
Oh, boy.
Anyway. Hey, let's talk about something a little more lighthearted.
Yeah.
9/11 anniversary is coming up.
It is. What are you doing for it, Jack? You always go all out for 9/11.
Yeah, I'm going to do some cake and do some streamers, throw a little party.
Yeah. 9/11 is huge at your house.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
I invited you to something, and I said, I think it was on 9/11. I was like, oh, shit, man, if you want to come like the day after or whatever. And you were like, no, I love it, man. It's one of my favorite times, yeah. It's a lot of remembrance in your house.
Yeah, man. Just
how's the COVID? Are you still worried about it? Because you've been masked up the entire time.
Yeah, man, I'm taking precautions. San Antonio, we hit a little bit of a spike, so I just, you know, I want to be
doing your
cool
part.
Also, I don't have medical insurance, so.
You seem to be in peak physical condition, so you're not at risk.
A lot of eating. Actually, I've been taking.
You're
been
looking
doing,
great.
I've been you are looking great.
I've been doing walks on the Riverwalk every morning because I was at Jared's house 2 weeks ago, and we were moving stuff around, and there was a scale. I was like, oh, let's step on the scale. 260. 260 pounds I weigh.
No, wow. You don't look 260.
You don't look 260 at all. You hide it. You carry it well.
You
hide
it.
You carry it well.
I've been doing these 8-mile walks every morning because I live by the San Antonio River Walk, so I just walk all along the river and do my little old man walks. I've shed 10 pounds. So.
Have you really? So you were 270
at one point. Yeah, I need to start a walking routine.
No,
right?
I'm 250 now.
You're supposed to be helping me with my life, Dakota, and you're not.
Well, you know, man, I would try, but like you...
I'm the most shapeable person you know.
Yeah, you know, I got to
You
be
say
honest.
All these words that aren't words.
Yeah. Oh,
like you get real close. Shapeable probably is a word. Like the ability to shape
we're
someone.
We're reading off what Twitter has to say. Greta Thunberg is right there.
Yeah. She was nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Put the mic in your face.
She didn't get it. One, I think.
Yeah, honestly, I just went over to her profile cuz I just wanted to see what she had to
Greta says
she had to put on.
Greta says
it's Thunberg. It's Thunberg.
Det är som att saga att vi borde I don't know what this means, but
what a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Armistone Banganda. I think it's in Swedish. I don't understand it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I agree.
She is autistic.
Is Greta Thunberg an American citizen?
I hate to correct you. It's Thunberg. It's Thunberg. That's the proper pronunciation.
No one gives two fucks about her name.
A lot of people do. She is a Nobel Prize winner.
No, did she win one?
I believe she did.
Yeah. She's a laureate. Yeah.
Fact check me, Giorgio. I think Thunberg won one.
She's a child. That is
no. Is she an American citizen? No, of course not.
She's an affluent child that has contributed nothing to society. By the way, just so since we're all here, we're all talking about it.
Thunberg?
Yeah.
You know what Thunberg? You know what I feel bad for is
do
that
we know Lauren Manley?
She's who we're gonna see on Tuesday. She runs Rob's.
Yes.
Rob O'Neill's charity.
I always feel bad for her because
she's talking
I think
a lot
about
of shit
like
here.
All this shit she's put out there. And now, if she ever rides in a vehicle or gets on a private jet or anything, there's nothing she can do that
she can only travel by dinghy or she's fucked.
Yeah, seriously.
a sail.
Yeah.
She can't even use a fucking...
No. Nope.
What if she just rides on the back of a giant bird?
I would love to see, if I was rich, like if I was Jeff Bezos rich, I would buy Greta Thunberg an oil tanker.
He lost $16 billion.
Send it to her house.
Full crew.
Hey, here's your new oil tanker, Greta.
Yeah.
Bezos lost $16 million yesterday, I think, or
Why?
The day before.
Oh, billion. Yeah. Oh no, was that
billion,
Elon Musk?
$16 billion. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
$16 billion.
Elon, 16 billion.
Yeah. 16.16.
Was it 16? I mean, I know their stock went down 16%.
Yeah, 16 billion.
It ended up closing like at 23% off.
Does anybody know?
It was way too. It's way too high. It's too high. Everybody wants
the stock market is
everybody
doing
wants a
that
fucking
don't make sense.
Yes.
I mean, if
everybody
you can
wants
lose
a Tesla,
billion,
but they're not
can
making
lose
enough
16,
of them.
You know?
Listen, you know what people need to be doing right now on the money side is investing in Microsoft and Sony because the new game systems come out and you're going to see the Black Friday fucking Tickle Me Elmo sold out everywhere is going to be the PS5 and the new Xbox.
I can't believe you just let that secret.
This is the best time for gaming industries, too, since everybody's like, kind of held up.
Yep.
And all my kids want to do is watch Twitch and other people play video games.
Yeah.
When does the 5 come out? Is it like October 15th
It'll be out
like
before
that?
Shopping season, Christmas season.
I'm going to check out what the market is today.
Well, that starts the first week of October, right?
Yeah, fire away on that. We got some sponsors who pay for this whole fucking shit wagon to be on the air.
George Soros is our first sponsor. Is that not right?
George Soros is not our sponsor. Oh, it's GhostBed.
He sponsored 9/11.
GhostBed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Big Cums is their new slogan. So if you want to... If you want big cums, you got to get yourself a ghost bed from ghostbed.com.
You can get the mattress cover, and that's part. That's their new campaign. The mattress cover, I've got one on my bed.
Is it a cum cover?
We've all essentially cum.
Can we stop with the fucking cum already?
No, the sponsor asked for cum talk. We're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about how much cum this can absorb.
So cum, blood, wine. Yeah.
Just wipe it off.
Urine, whatever. Yeah, like if you have a child for like no kidding, even if you don't buy a ghost bed for your child, the mattress cover is dope as fuck. Yeah.
Yes,
And the pillows are great as well.
It'll soak through. So if you're out there and you blast big cums or small cums,
$5,
get
Jack.
Yeah, you got to write something on your stomach.
Hey, get us a Sharpie.
We have a Sharpie for Jack so he can write ghost bed on his tummy. Or just write big cums for ghost bed. I tell you what, we should cut this out also and send this ad to them because they're gonna love it. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. If you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or work in the government in this life, you're going to get 30% off every single item in the store. And right now for us dumb civilians, they got 30% off bundle package for Labor Day. And as always, they get a 36-month pay-as-you-go program, no interest at ghostbed.com.
Did you write big cums on his stomach?
Drinking bros. Did you write big cums on his stomach?
You better not. Oh, come
go
on.
Go to that two-shot Giorgio and have him stand up. There we go. Stand up. There it is. Oh, look at that. Oh, that is 260 coming at you.
Shit.
Come down to the Riverwalk and see him every morning.
Why am I in that shot?
I don't know, but I'm turning that into a GIF.
There's a GIF now.
Why am I in that shot?
Him waving his stomach with the word big.
I've got to pick better friends.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I've been begging you to be a better friend for me.
JT.
I said I need your help. Look at me. I'm an alcoholic.
You know what my favorite thing about all this is? Somebody's going to search for Nobel Prize Donald Trump on YouTube and find this.
Oh, my God. We've talked about Trump for 5 minutes out of the hour, and he's got big cums written. Oh, you put an arrow, too, where your ding-dong is.
Well, for his belly button, you could put it in there.
Oof, that's
a deep
one.
You could store it right there.
It's a storage facility.
That is cavernous.
That is a storage facility.
That's knuckle deep. That's a knuckle deep belly button.
All those Thai kids could get lost in there again. what do we got up next? VinceroWatches.com?
Yeah, you got one over there.
There it is. Hold that up to camera, Dakota. That's a new watch company that's sponsoring us, VinceroWatches.com. Look at how nice these goddamn things are. It's almost too classy for this show, I feel like.
Let's slap it on Jack's stomach right now.
Look at the Barker Beauty.
Just pull it out and put it on Jack's stomach so the company can see their ad.
Oh, next to Big Cums.
They're really going to enjoy this.
Give it a little tummy slap.
I can hear them typing the email right now.
So can
what
I.
the always, fuck?
Hey, you know what time it is?
What time is that?
It's time for Big Cums.
Oh, God. Look at that.
You have to see it.
Go to the two, Giorgio. Hold up that watch there, Jack. That's a nice watch. Oh, it's right on his chest. Oh, God. That is a bit. Look at that. Oh, Giorgio's going in tight on that. Vincero watches. Look at the beauty, the elegance.
Just talk about
the
it like
grace.
It's a QVC.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jack, you hold what you got.
Here's the thing at home, people. If you're going on a business trip, a first date.
No, stay on the watch.
Stay on the watch.
Come on.
Stay on the watch.
Never watch QVC, Giorgio?
If you're going on a job interview for the first time, you want to show your boss who's boss. by wearing a nice watch.
Now, are you sitting at home right now recently with that tax return or that stimulus money? Because right now, we have a deal on these watches for the next 15 minutes. If you buy, we're going to give you a
30% off
watch
30%
band.
Off. 30% off at VinceroWatches.com. That's V-I-N-C-E-R-O Watches.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will get you 30% off. You too can get a great job, have a great life like Jack Mandeville. Look at
let's
that.
Let's go back to Jack.
Let's go back to Jack. There we go.
Why are you standing like Forrest Gump right now?
Be the man you were supposed to become.
Look at that belt.
He just went down to show that bozo ring too.
Look at that belt.
Wait, why are you all about Jack's belt? Look at my belt. You can reverse it. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. That belt? Like that's like something we wore in the military. Like,
shut up.
Do you have your Danners on too and shit?
No.
I like that you had the look.
I bet he's got Ranger panties on under that.
These might be Danners actually. Let me see. Put your shoes up here.
Put your shoes up on there. What do you got?
Oh no, they're Vans.
Those are nice.
Yeah. Gosh, you're so
cool. I like those Vans. You're cool. Did Travis give you those?
Yeah.
I bet he did.
Took him out of his closet.
Yeah. I bet he did. Last but not least, boxofawesome.com. You get a fucking amazing box sent to your house every single month. You take a little questionnaire. It tells you what kind of real man you are in this life, and then they'll send you that accordingly. I've got a hatchet. I got a whiskey decanter. We've got an adopt kit. We've got everything you want from, like, Brookstone is shipped in a box.
Typically, circumcision kit.
Yeah, dude. A taxidermy kit. You name it, dude. If you want a raccoon cock, they'll send it to you. It could be live or it can be dried up already. Your call. But either way, it's a surprise once a month. If your wife can get the bullshit makeup sent to her house, you can get your own Super Bowl in a box. Go to boxofawesome.com today. Dan just got a set of knives from there.
Yeah. And I've been knifing people.
Goddamn right.
I can't stop myself at this point.
Oh.
He's gone full OJ. He's gone full what, dude? He's out there looking for the real killers, Dakota. And I don't understand it, dude.
I don't understand why.
Get out of here because none of you ever blacked out on your bathroom floor while trying to make yourself come from your prostate.
Is that a David Hasselhoff thing? What was that?
That's big comes, yesterday, dude.
How do you do that?
I got to show you.
Yeah. Obviously, you got to put your hand underneath.
Why don't you come out to Jared's place tonight?
I'll pass.
Yeah.
And you wonder, Jared, why I don't hang out with you
anymore.
What? Yeah?
I never took you in the bathroom.
No, but I mean, what?
Dude.
It's big comms, big fun.
We'll have a few drinks. You can fly back.
Jared's always like, hey, man, why don't you come over and fly my helicopter simulator? I'm like, why would I fly that when I can just fly the real thing?
Because sometimes the non-real thing, why do people click Call of Duty?
I don't know.
Like, oh, we went to war.
I do it to relive all the bad memories from the war.
Jack only listens to Creedence. You only listen to Vietnam music while you play, too. Yeah. You mute the game, and he listens to Vietnam music. Dakota, where were you when O.J. Simpson committed murder?
I don't know.
Everybody knows where they were.
I was in California. I was in Novato, California on Hamilton Air Force Base, and I sat in the living room and watched this 1993, 94?
No, 94. I was in the Bronco.
I was watching it on the news.
95,
yeah.
I was in the Bronco revving the engine, yelling, OJ, let's go, because I didn't like Ron Goldman.
No.
I had nothing against Nicole Brown Simpson.
But you love the restaurant that he was working at, and he gave you bad service.
He did give me bad service.
Everybody knows where they were when juice was loose. How old are you?
When the juice was loose?
94.
You're 32?
26.
6 years old. I'm sure you were partying to it, right? Watching it?
Oh.
Parents doing coke in the living room?
Yeah.
Drinking a juice box. Uncles around.
Yeah.
Making eyes.
For
you know,
sure, man.
It's weird. Huh? he grew up in Kentucky, dude. Come on.
Jack, where were you?
I was 10 years old.
Okay.
I remember vividly my father walked in my bedroom, woke me up at 2 in the morning and said, Jack, there's been an incident. We lost Nicole Brown Simpson. And we cried together.
Did the 10-year-old you was a huge Nicole Brown Simpson fan?
Well, I was a Marcus Allen fan. And I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah, so he was wearing, you know how back in the day there were those iron-on fucking prints that you could make T-shirts with? He had those with the Cole Brown Simpson's picture on.
Yeah, that was like 93. Two years before anybody thought that she would be demised.
Yeah, it's true, man. You were ahead of the curve on
that. I was just a big Marcus Allen fan. I knew that she was
it is
Marcus.
A real word.
Right. Yeah.
Can I stop you guys right quick? He just said before she was demised. That is not a word.
No.
But it still makes sense.
I don't know if demise
Listen,
is...
Listen, I've been asking Dakota for help.
Should it be a word if you say it, but it's clearly the wrong word, but you still understand it, it makes sense?
Look at him.
Isn't that what language is?
He's so well put together.
Demise is a word.
Demise is a word.
Oh, yeah.
No, it is. Right here. It's a past tense. Yes, sir. It's a word
right
here.
Yeah, but that's not... He was talking future tense.
Yeah, he was definitely talking future
tense. Yeah, you could say demise is. Anyway, look at him. He's put together. I'm trying to get advice. He doesn't give me any.
Man,
He's already got two children. He doesn't have time for another one that looks like the chocolate-eating kid from
Matilda. I'm not
the
chocolate-eating kid.
Yeah.
From Matilda.
You know, I listen, JT, like I want to be there for you, but like, you know, you're just so random. You know, you're kind of like my kids. I'll be in like a conversation with them. And they'll be like, oh, look, did you see that squirrel? Did you see that squirrel, Dad? I'm like, hey, I was just talking to you about why you shouldn't run with scissors.
Yeah. He was just talking to me. What were you going
to
do?
You told me not to run with the scissors. I didn't again.
I was flying back with my kids this weekend, and we were having a conversation about, you know, like my daughter was telling me she knew about heaven, and she was telling me about the hot place. And I was telling her what the hot place was, and she goes, oh, well, Atlee's going to the hot place. And I was like, what?
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you say?
I was like, we'll talk about this.
Yeah. Would you ask her what she did to go to the hot place?
I don't know.
As someone with no experience in parenting, by the way, I'm going to give you guys some advice on parenting right quick.
Yeah, sure.
Ready for this? This is my mansplaining.
Yeah.
Let's hear this.
If you're teaching her about scissor safety and she's like, oh, a squirrel, you take the scissors from her and obviously murder the squirrel in front of her. Right? Does that not make sense?
They want you to break up with me.
Who does?
How would you break up with me?
Are we breaking, like we're together?
Yeah.
I'd just quit talking to you.
When was the last time someone broke up with you?
Yeah, when was that? I don't think it happened.
It was 1999 or 2000. 2000.
What was her name?
Tiffany.
What's her last name?
Tiffany.
Nice try.
Was it the singer? It was the singer?
What?
Tiffany? She's only got one name.
No, I wasn't a singer.
I don't know if Dakota knows this. We called the girl.
Yeah, you talked to her.
Yeah, the girl that Jared took her virginity.
She took mine.
Yeah, she took yours.
We took each other's.
We called her on air, and she we did a show live on air and asked her about Jared's performance and everything.
What did she say?
She said nice things about me.
She did. She surprisingly did. Yeah.
Yeah. That was before
I lost my virginity to here in San Antonio.
Really?
Yeah. I just ran into her. She was a neighborhood girl and where I grew up in Minnesota, and she's been living in San Antonio all these years.
Did she say you look great?
Yeah, we hung out. It was a great time.
Yeah. Did you bang her again?
She's mom now.
That's not what I asked, Jack. I didn't ask you if she was a mom or if she was married or any of that shit. I asked you, did you bang again, yes or no?
No.
Liar.
What do you think about us like doing a show where like we all get to pick one ex that we have to call?
I think that's funny as shit. I'll one up you on that. I think we do a vlog.
I know exactly what Jack said. Have you
all
call.
Have to go on a vacation with one ex?
I'm out.
Really? There's not one ex you would revisit?
You get to pick. We don't have to pick. You can pick which ex.
Yeah, you can pick.
Have you not like seen what my exes are like?
No.
Yeah, but let's say in your past, like, was there somebody from high school that you were like, holy shit, if I had another shot at the title at that would be great.
Not a chance.
What about you, Jack? I know you do. We just talked about one before we got on the air.
Well, like romanticizing high school girls.
Anything in your life. Would you give it a go for a second round?
With a women?
Yeah, with an ex.
There's a couple that I wish, I mean, in my 20s, I wish I would have been different. I was in the wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm different now, I could be better. Yeah.
No, not a chance. Not a fucking chance.
But also, I'm in a stage where I don't want a relationship. Like, I'm not really.
I want to be in love.
So why do you put time into somebody if you don't want a relationship? Like, what are you looking for?
Well, I have companionship with my dog, so I just need a place to put my cums.
Yeah, it's true. You have a fuck buddy for the first time ever, right?
I have like a time.
But how does that work? It never works like that. Like it's still effort. Like you have to text them. You have to.
I do. There,
so
there's
why
a,
put the effort in if you're not?
There's
like,
a woman that I talk to. She's nice, but it's perfect for me. She lives like five states away, so then I can just snuggle with my dog every night.
Yeah, so it's just big comes and then you leave.
How many? Yeah. Let me ask you this, Jack. How many times do you pound off a day?
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm hungover, I can do about four. Yeah.
What is hungover?
I'm always super horny when I'm hungover.
Really?
Oh yeah, same. Like hardcore.
I'm saying, I'm right with you.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy when I'm hungover. I can go.
Really?
Yeah.
So I do that every single day, regardless.
But how many times on a normal day?
Oh, two.
Two a day?
I work from home.
Yeah.
I'm 3 to 5 a day.
I'm 4 to 5.
Not a
what do you think the Pornhub site is up to ad-wise? Because everybody's home. I mean, it's a great point. Like, I bet it's through the fucking roof right now.
Yeah. Pornhub does more traffic than any site other than Google.
Number two
in the world, right? Yeah, just underneath Google.
How many times do you do it a day?
Me? I'm married. So...
How many times do you do it a day?
Well, here's the thing.
You gotta
I enjoy having, yeah, and I've got two kids, but I enjoy having sex with my wife. So luckily, I find her just as attractive today as I did when we got together.
Yeah,
that's what I want.
Yeah, same.
So,
jeez. I mean, but like, look, your wife is a smoke show. So
yes. 100%. Yes. So I'm lucky, but that was also part of the plan where I was like, all right, if I'm going to really do this,
yeah.
It's got to be somebody I can't get sick of because. Yeah. I don't want to fuck up my kids' life and all that other shit.
Right? Yeah, like, sorry, I already did that to my kids. But way to rub it in, Ross.
Hey, you, give me some.
It wasn't your fault, though. That was not your fault.
Give me a challenge. What do I have to do differently with the next girl that
give
I
a shit?
Like,
give a shit. That,
but you've got to be in the right headspace. Like, you have to want the same things in life, and if you don't, it will never work.
Here's what I figured out, though.
And prioritize, right? Priorities.
Here's what I figured out. I never stop thinking about what it is that we're gonna film or make.
Well, so that's a thing.
Never.
Yeah.
And so, anytime someone tries to drag me away from that, or they're spending my attention on something else, I get really irritated and I start getting frustrated.
So can I solve this for you?
Yes.
I'm the same way because I work on endless projects. However, I found somebody that I was filming with.
We tried that. Remember that? Remember how you tried that and it didn't work?
Which one was that?
Everyone knows exactly who the fuck I'm
talking about.
Right
now. No. There's
shit. That's right, dude.
That's right. I will say this. That was not Jared. She was just crazy.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, yeah.
She was fucking crazy, but that was not Jared.
That's enough of this one. Yeah. We'll exit that real quick.
We will, but yeah. But,
there was outlying things there, but that definitely when my attention isn't drawn but amplified on these things, I'm much happier.
I think
irritated.
You
if somebody wants to talk to me about something that's outside of
you need what's to. Need to find a chick that's a predator, like a producer, shooter, editor, not on camera, but fucking.
When you stop when you stop getting your fulfillment from work and like. Being entertaining people, then I think when your priorities switch, I think you haven't hit that point in life where your priorities switch to that's just a job to me. Like you still like that life. I think for me, I got too much shit going on. My kids, right? Like it's exhausting. Like I have no desire to go just fuck some girl, right? And like put up I have no desire because like I'd rather go hang out with my kids, right? You know what I mean?
Like, and you're a firefighter now, so it's
so you get to bang those dudes all day.
Yeah.
You're in a room full of dudes all day. Nobody's wearing clothes because you got to put your turnout gear on fast.
Totally
so.
Love it. Yeah.
Do you guys just work out all day and eat chili? What's it like?
Yeah, pretty much.
They pillow fight most of the day.
Pillow fight.
Yeah, lots of pillow fights.
You actually go on a lot of calls. There's a lot of fucked up shit.
You were on a call right before this.
Yeah, what was I doing, Dan, right before I got here?
You were by yourself. I know that.
Yeah.
Like the rest of your department didn't even show up, right? What happened?
Yeah.
You want to call all these guys out by name right now?
Yeah, line them up.
Yeah, the good thing was I showed up on the calls and I was in the truck by myself. And I actually called Dan. I was like, hey, I might be a few minutes late as long as it's not a big fire. I'm by myself.
Yeah. Luckily there was a torrential downpour right then. So somebody was looking out for you. And so since there's no such thing as,
no, control burn. But, you just got when your priorities change, for me, I think since the divorce, I haven't had a desire to have a relationship with somebody. And now I'm at the point to where I'm it would be really awesome to have somebody to hang out with. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It'd be really good. And I think, you know, my girls, like, I see where my shortcomings are as far as, like, being a dad for them. Like, and trying to be both. You know, like, I think my daughters deserve to see a good, healthy relationship, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, look, at this age, too, when you hit your 30s, that's kind of when it is, right? In your 20s, you're not going to fucking do that. You know, you're making videos on Hinged.
Yeah.
Like, the double date, let's say Jared fucks that girl that you're with, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jack, but you accidentally big cum in her, and you got a baby. Are you going to marry her even though Jared already banged her?
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, I've already had sex with her and Jared bangs her?
No, Jared bangs her first, and then she comes in.
I already did.
Yeah.
But then,
you did in real life?
Yeah.
What?
The one I showed you on Instagram.
Yeah, her, but my date.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Cool. I was like, did you fuck Jackson?
Your date actually is smoking hot, too. Yeah, her boyfriend was smoking. Look, like,
beautiful.
If even
what
at level or even higher than
you'd be surprised.
What I showed you.
I don't.
You'd be surprised what I pulled off.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
Dude, I'm surprised.
Hey, that gives me hope that I like that some girl might like me.
Yeah.
No, because
no.
Look, this two shot should give you hope too.
Yeah. Well, like, you would think so. You would think so, but there's two problems here. The first one is that people expect to be treated the way they have been treated. That's a very common thing in human psychology, right?
Yeah.
They also base most of their self-esteem on how they've been treated. Even these people that are like fiercely independent, right? Yeah. At least on the surface, are deeply insecure generally.
That's the pair.
And
that wants a double date with
me
and
Jack. You showed him already.
No, not the
not
girl.
The
no,
two.
Jack's
girl.
Jack's girl.
So what am I doing wrong? Yeah. So tell me, Dan. Like,
what are you doing wrong?
Don't. Yeah.
I mean, you're not doing anything wrong. You expect a certain thing, and you want a certain thing, and you haven't found it yet. That's it. There's
anything
right or wrong. You should be 100% yourself all the time.
Let me see.
Did you fuck this girl, Jack?
No, I haven't.
She hasn't met her.
Let me see.
She's attractive.
We're doing
Okay. Yeah. So let's say Jared has sex with her, and then you big come in her.
Okay.
Are you going to raise the child and be happy?
Is this child or my child?
It's yours.
Wait, let's say
my child. The one further away from the camera.
Let's say you both cream pie both girls.
That's his date. That's my date.
And you don't know which one's the dad.
She's going on a date with you?
Yeah.
That would be
camping.
That would be a great dating app, by the way.
That's the
show. Both of you, you guys cream pie one of these girls?
What?
Then you got to figure out who's got the baby without a test.
No.
Why?
We don't want another kid.
You can get
does.
You can put it on Wayfair after. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, Jack wants the kid.
I'll get rid of that motherfucker.
I'll adopt it.
Yeah,
I'll adopt it. If you have another kid, JT, I'll adopt it.
No,
will you sign over right?
He's
to
just
me?
Trying to one up you. He's trying to make you feel like a piece of shit.
No, he doesn't help
no,
me.
No, I'll raise it.
I mean, he did. He gave me some advice. Now
I'll raise it. Like,
it's
I'll
just
raise
like
it.
It's it kind of the advice is like Christmas is coming. It just hasn't come yet.
Yeah, it's coming. I think. Yeah,
this is my year before 21?
I don't
know.
No, 2021.
No, I'd
maybe.
Say probably, maybe, hopefully before you die.
I think I need to build my own house first.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't, like, if we were going to talk about, like, I think that you ultimately have to be ready before you do that. And I think we've got a lot of stuff to work on.
He's willing to work with me now. Do you see this?
Jack doesn't. Jack's got it all figured out, though.
Jack's ready. Jack is ready for the perfect.
Big comes. They're not going to get COVID.
Wait,
he's wearing
let me ask you something.
I feel like I'd be a good dad.
Isn't allowing someone to be your life coach whose life is an absolute shit show kind of like taking fucking fitness advice from a fat girl on the internet?
Okay, so I wanted to. So what are you saying?
I said what I said. Okay? And I said it pretty goddamn clearly.
I talked to this girl. So after my divorce, like I talked to this girl. I thought we might date and. Like, when I finally asked her, I was like, hey, so, like what are we doing, right? Like, what, like, are we going to date? Or if not, like, I'm out of here. Like, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
And she looks at me, and she started with this question. She goes, so if you ever met my parents, would you wear long sleeves? And I was like, is it cold outside?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'm talking about your tattoos.
Oh.
And I was like, no. And then she goes, then she asked another question. She was like, look, like, I could never be with you or introduce you or tell any of my friends about you because your life is a fucking dumpster fire.
Ouch.
Are you serious?
And I was like,
I mean, I hear that a lot. But I was like, yeah. it hurt. Like,
you should expect to hear that. Yeah,
like, come on.
You should expect to hear
that. I'm just saying.
You
like, I felt that.
I was like, wow.
Here.
You live with your ex-wife and a bunch of wild animals inside your house.
What was the response
one rabbit,
to that?
Two cats.
I just quit talking to her.
Didn't you have deer a couple
of
times?
Yeah, you deal with that.
What do you say to that?
That's why I don't get into relationships. All that, the first sign I see of negativity, I'm so conditioned. I know myself. I look right past red flags, so now, like, the first little thing I see, I'm like, too much, can't do it.
Jack, you, literally, on this camera, go to that camera again, Giorgio. That is a red flag sitting right next to Dakota Meyer. All the way down from top to bottom, dude. Big comes. Right,
but there. I have pretty good credit.
The people in singles started a Facebook group called She Has So Many Red Flags, JT Will Date Her.
Yeah. It's true. That's true. You'll go all in for the worst girl of all time.
You think?
Yes, every single time.
Well, sometimes time. I think Jared just gets bored.
I feel there's a couple of his girlfriends that have been pretty nice girls.
But like, how do you find?
I wasn't in their relationship, but like,
JT, you got like, you probably need to get your own place.
Yeah, that's step one. Yeah. I'm building my house.
But on the same land as your ex-wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it off the land. No.
The best story I heard. I want to tell this story.
What is it?
About you being drunk and had to get a ride.
A ride from where?
You had to get a ride. They had to come pick you up and drive you, and your girlfriend that you were dating at the time. Your ex-wife had to come pick you and the girl you were dating at the time up because you all were too fucking drunk and she had to drive you home.
That's a true story.
I mean, that's happened a few times.
That's happened.
Actually.
Yeah. Like, that could happen. Like, that could happen tomorrow.
She was like, telling.
I had to take an Uber from Red Rock.
Hold on.
God, that's hard.
Back
this
to
is
Bernie.
No lie. I was told. Jesus I was told Christ. By a legitimate source that JT will send naked pictures of girls that they send to him to his ex-wife. To see what her opinion is.
That's true.
Oh, no. I don't send them.
You don't?
No, the girls do.
Oh.
I have no part in that.
But Katie's a good photographer.
No. They ask her, like, advice on nudes. They definitely have. A lot of them.
Dan goes, but Katie's a good photographer.
She is. She legit is a good photographer.
Like, she's fucking Ansel Adams. You're still not sending your nudes to her and be like, hey, can you check these?
Girls
can you prove
do that
these?
Shit all the time.
Yeah, but you're judging by the wrong criteria. Any woman, any woman that's agreed voluntarily with, like, not under duress to take part in all of this bullshit right here clearly isn't making sound decisions. So you're judging her by a criteria that is unreasonable.
True.
Bring it all the way down. All right? And then we can start to understand the psychology of the women that date Jared Taylor. Right?
That's true. That's true. This is the point in the show where we get to the drinking bro of the week. Sorry, Dylan Chapman from Pennsylvania. You didn't want to be on this show, probably. He's been a member of Drinking Bros for 1 year. He's nominated Jacob Bowdoin or Bowdoin. Either way, I'm a fan of that.
Boudin.
It's Baudoin. I've never seen that last name, but I'm going to go with Bowdoin. Yeah. What are you Bowdoin? Bowdoin? What do you think?
Bowdoin.
Jake is the reason I watch your podcast, and God damn it, you guys are my primary source of news now. I've been a drinking bro forever. Jake is currently in the army over in Belgium. He's a real fucking man and has, he's as American as they come. He's been through the shit, both with his work and in personal life, and you would never know it. I know he'll hear this because he never misses an episode, so please stop telling him to be a bitch and come back stateside. We miss him.
I think what Cheers. They meant to type was, please tell him to stop being a bitch.
Stop being a bitch?
Come back.
Okay, gotcha.
I think that's what it was.
There's a couple missing words here. A lot of these come in from extremely drunk people, but Jacob Bowdoin or Bowdoin, cheers from us and Dylan Chapman. Out there at homes, you can submit your Drinking Bro of the Week to drinkingbros.com. While you're there, you can get some butter soft teas that are $19.99, and I know Jared and Dan are working on a bunch of new stuff for the store.
We just uploaded a shitload of art yesterday, actually. I mean, he's got even more to upload.
We're super stoked about that. Real quick before we leave, Jack, what are you doing for 9/11 here tomorrow?
I'm going to relax a little bit, call my parents, tell them I love them. And
now, do you celebrate privately or do you have parties or what?
Well, that's a very good question. So typically we throw huge bashes for 9/11, but it is COVID.
Yep.
So we're just going to do something small this
something
year.
Virtual?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you, any of you want to join my 9/11 Zoom call, I'll give you the link. You can.
Yeah. What's your Zoom?
Yeah.
It's Sweet Meat Jack 69.
I'm surprised you got that name.
Yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't taken.
Yeah.
Super proud of you. Yeah, man. Did you keep that flight or did you cancel it? I know you're booked to go somewhere on 9/11. No. Okay. For Sharon Taylor, Dan Holloway, Big Gums, and Dakota Meyer, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.